Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. Our quote of the day, live in the sunshine, swim in the sea, drink in the wild air. That's from Ralph Waldo Emerson. What up, Hill Squad? Welcome back. We are enjoying our summer here in Connecticut. The Queens are enjoying theirs in Los Angeles, where it's wicked hot. Wicked. It's less hot here.
Very wicked hot. Is it getting humid yet there, though? You guys get nice dewy skin because it's humid.
It was humid yesterday. I mean, it gets humid here and there, but it's not bad. And it keeps the skin supple.
No, it really does. I'm always jealous because I'm like, yeah. You guys are dewy. We're dry. You're dewy.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Guys. Well, Hill Squad, we have dubbed this the summer of heal. And that is exactly what I am doing and Kevin is doing. We're working with a naturopath here. We are doing a lot of things that we thought we would share today, which is, you know, some of it's kind of funny, and I hope that it does not invite any kind of people to come try to find me, but I am in the middle of nowhere. So, and there are animals that will eat you. So just don't try. But anyway, summer of heal. So whatever you are going through in your life, if you have any kind of diagnosis, and I mean the little ones that you don't pay attention to because everybody has it, like a Hashimoto's, or your blood pressure is a little high, or your cholesterol is a little high, let's make this the summer of heal. Let's make this the time that we start to focus on this, because as we know, there's an accumulation factor and things continue to accumulate. Even when you are focusing on it, it's still hard. And that's from yours truly, friends, because you know that this is my number one focus, and it's still a challenge. And that hopefully doesn't disenchant you, but hopefully it will just show you that it does require that much focus. And I think for me, one of the things I'm realizing is, even with the Dr. Joe work, I was so into all of it. And I think from what some of my healer friends have been saying is I started ascending so much spiritually, and my physical body was kind of getting left aside. So there have been some adorable little reminders that I needed to take care of my physical a little bit more. And, you know, sometimes you think you're doing it all right and there's still more that needs to be done. So it was a beautiful thing that we got connected with this naturopath here in Connecticut. And so one of the things that she's had me doing, actually, before I get into all the things that she's had me doing, because I'm going to get into a very intense list. Let me just tell you about another list. That is my curated list on Macy's.com/better together. We have a lot of fun summer picks, a lot of really cool fashion picks there. So if you are in need of something, a cute outfit to go out, some kind of fun, toy. We have a really cool axe throwing target.
And a pool floaty.
Which, funny enough, the movie I just signed on to do, there's an axe throwing scene. So now I think I'm going to have to buy this to practice.
Okay. And you want to know what I just found out? Because
what?
Our good friend Priscilla, who helps with the website, called me yesterday and told me there's an axe throwing bar in North Hollywood and asked if I wanted to go with her and her boyfriend, fiance. I was like, but that's so ironic that we're all talking about this right now.
Yeah, like there's a whole scene in the movie, if it stays, that
hilarious.
So anyhow, there's a really cool two basket fryer in here. There's just, the fashion is like my obsession, the jewelry. There is a lot of tech in here and just different summer items. So take a peek. The one I love that I got recently was the chip and dip bowl called the Cellar. And my bar three shorts. I have my whole collection. Basically, this list is I want to buy this at some point. And then as the things are coming up, I, hit click, 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 and I grab them. And, they're always such great price points and great products. And they have such a wide variety of things at Macy's, from furniture to shoes to handbags to jewelry. So take a look at macys.com/bettertogether. If you like something, obviously we're happy because, we work hard on this list. But even if there's something you want on there that isn't on the list, if you use our landing page, we get credit for it. So we're always grateful for the support because it helps us keep the lights on. And we are grateful for our partnership with Macy's.
Hey, Maria, your axe thrower's on sale.
My what?
Your axe thrower is on sale for $49.99.
I know. I just saw that. I'm really excited about it. I think you need it. Isn't that so funny? Maybe I manifested this Christmas movie based on with that pick. I don't know.
Oh, man.
But I think there's so many really cute things. I actually bought the black men's tie too, because I've really loved menswear lately and I'm waiting to figure out where I'm going to use it. So the men's stuff doesn't have to just be for the men's friends.
Ooh, good call. I got my dad, I think it's added to the top of the page here that, I'm going to find it. Yes. The Dublin 5-piece whiskey set. I got him that for his birthday.
And did he love it?
Loved it. Loved it. He's a big Manhattan guy. And he was like, this is so special. And you guys, it was so inexpensive. Like, it was such a good deal. So God, Macy's honestly has everything in their price point. Like you said, Maria, just phenomenal.
Yeah. You can be the most put together, hot little ticket with all the different fashion items we have on there. So please don't forget to check it out. We've also got some fun pool floaties. You can grab some last minute ones, for this summer and, some sandals too. So check that out. In the meantime, let's talk about healing friends. So one of our recent guests was talking about, what did she say? She was a something junkie.
Change junkie.
A change junkie. And I go, I'm a heal junkie. So I am a heal junkie. I love, really looking into how to get better in all these areas. That's why I'm so passionate about this show and why I've pivoted my whole life into this. But this new stuff that Dr. Allison has put us on has been really fascinating. So I'm resetting my circadian rhythm, which I'll let Pooja help us with the Googling of some of these things and giving us the true definitions of stuff, because I'm still learning it all. And I'm in the process of, yes, I look it up in the moment, but then I forget exactly all the details and I don't want to misdetail things to you guys. But I know there is a rhyme to the reason. So resetting the circadian rhythm, I'm waking up just before sunrise. So sunrise is at like 5:12 a.m. here. I'm waking up at 5. I get nude. I put my robe on. I go outside, I turn the chairs around, or my lounge chair, my front gate lounge chair that I'm so obsessed with right now. And I sit there nude. So the nude part of it is there are studies that show that sunlight is very important at that hour. Before the sun hits 15 degrees, I guess, there's a certain, maybe it's the red light in there or something that's really good. I'll have Dr. Allison on at some point that she'll explain all of this. So I'm out there and yeah, it's cold sometimes. So like the robe slowly comes off and then I'm praying no one comes down, but now I know no one's going to come down because no one gets up that early. And your lady bits or your guy bits never really see the sun. And there are people who have a belief that that is super unhealthy and the cause of different illnesses as well, because those special areas don't get any sun. So if you have been on this little known platform called TikTok, there are apparently some influencers who are very specifically spread in specific areas getting sunlight there because the sun don't shine there.
Interesting.
Which is really funny.
Is that your For You page, Maria? All just like nude sunbathers now?
I mean.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Heal Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
So I'm doing it. And so the whole point is you're building your solar callus. And she was saying that the sunscreen that we wear prevents any of the healthy rays to get through. And it's funny because I have such a hard time getting any color, even with not reapplying, right? Just the one time I put sunscreen on is enough. And so I'm out there and I'm barely getting color and I have no sunscreen on. Like if that's how, it's almost like to me, like the pill shuts your body down so much that it takes so long for it to come back on system after you get off.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And for follicles to be built. Like they told me I was completely infertile at one point. They're like, you don't even have follicles. But that was because my system had been so suppressed that after doing some acupuncture and giving it time, I had plenty of follicles. That wasn't the issue. So I think the same thing's happening with the sun. And so I'm out there, I'm resetting my circadian rhythm, which Pooja, can you explain exactly what that means?
Yeah. So on Google, it says circadian rhythms are physical, mental, and behavioral changes that follow a 24-hour cycle. These natural processes respond primarily to light and dark and affect most living things, including animals, plants, and microbes.
So I think it goes back to having healthy routines, right? So I know I've gotten to a place where it was really hard for me to get out of bed, period. And I was sleeping in later and later, but I wasn't really sleeping. And when I started doing the Dr. Joe meditations, it helped me so much because there was that Valium effect that was created in the body that when I was done with the meditation, I was just like in heaven sleeping. But I was staying in bed much longer than I would want. And then my nighttime program was not very specific. So we would sit and watch TV. And then that blue light is very effective to your circadian rhythm. So what's been happening since I started this is I'm rising at sunrise. I'm eating before sunset. And then I go to bed at like 9:30 and I feel so much better. And when you talk about not having time, oh my Lord, Pooja, I want you to look up the time statistic I gave you recently from waking up at sunrise. It's unbelievable. So imagine I'm out there at 5. So now what I've been doing is I've been reading some of my books. I've been listening to podcasts as I'm sitting there. I did Tai Chi one day. I started realizing like, oh, I could be doing this in the morning. I'm grounding. And then I go upstairs, I do a meditation. Then I decide, okay, I'll go make my breakfast. And this is all before 8 a.m. Like, it all gets done. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'll eat breakfast and I'll answer some emails and I'll do some work. And I feel like I have so much more time in the day, because I actually do. I have like at least 4 more hours than what I used to give myself.
Well, and I'm sure too, Maria, do you feel like it's like you have, it's your time, right? Like, when we get up at the same time as other people, right? It's like, we're kind of giving our day away to others. So it's like, you have these extra hours now in the morning that are like, just for you, just for you. I'm trying, because I really want to get on this because it sounds amazing. And I know that's what I need. And I did go to bed earlier last night. I've actually been really trying, and I got up a little earlier. So it's, I think it's, but it's getting in that, just that routine. And I'm curious, did you one morning just like wake up cold turkey and we're like, here we go? Or did you have to like slowly? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. No, she told me that I needed, my life just went crazy. She told me I needed to do this, and I did it instantly. I am so committed to getting healthy and so committed to getting better that I will do what it takes, even if it sucks. And yes, there's nothing exciting about waking up at 1 a.m. to do a 90-minute meditation. I'm sorry. I'm being honest. I had to talk myself into it many, many times. Same thing waking up at sunrise. But now, once you do it and you feel that result with the meditation in the middle of the night or this, you're like, oh, I love this feeling. I want more of it. So then it becomes easy, right? It's like at some point when you are on a weight loss journey, for me, at some point, things kicked in and I started losing weight and I started getting strong and I go, oh, I love this. Now it wasn't as much of a chore. It was something I was excited for. So you have to just give yourself that grace period to know that nothing comes easy. Anything you want in life, it's not going to just come easily. There is stuff that has to happen. You have to do the work and then it will be easy. Right? Kevin always says hard now, easy later. So hard now, wake up at 5. Yeah. First day I woke up at 2 minutes before sunrise. Now I wake up 10 minutes before because I want to get my hot water because it's cold out. I want to be warm and I want to make sure I wipe down the table or the chair because it gets a little misty. So I'm actually waking up even earlier than I have to because I see how much happier and better I'm feeling. Pooj, do you have a statistic?
Yes. So it says an extra 2 hours per day is 14 hours per week. And that equals an extra 728 hours, which means 30 days per year to get work done.
Wow. Boom. You want to start your business or you want to get healthy, whatever it is, you get so much more done. And like I said, nobody's awake. So it's a peaceful experience. Hard for the first day or the second day, trust me. But it's been really, really good. I really, really have enjoyed it.
I love it. And I think, Maria, it's so interesting. I feel like all the greats we have on our show, right? They always say that, especially the ones with kids. They're like, oh, I get up. I make sure I'm up 2 hours before my kids even get up. That's my time. No one can bother me. And it just makes so much sense. I love that I like the science and like the healing element of it too, because then for me and my brain that clicks. It makes so much sense.
They all sounded like crackheads to me. Like, guys, come on now. Right? You're waking up at what time to go to the gym?
Yeah, come on.
No. But, you know, other things might kill me, so I'm trying to avert them. So when it's for my health, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I think, you know, we do so much with our screens. The other thing that she taught me was about the blue light glasses, which is funny because you had introduced me to this 2 summers ago, Kelsey. And, you know, I just kind of was like, this is just another, you know, money-making scam. Yeah. Everybody, okay, so now they want to sell us this. And so it's really hard to wrap your head around what is real. And so she was like, no, it's real. And between our devices and the indoor lighting in places. So I have the blue light glasses I bought with you on Amazon last summer. They're like $16. We can put them up on our shop page, by the way, if we haven't already.
They up.
Okay. So these, I don't know if these are necessarily the best, but they're a beginning. There are different companies. You want to get 60% blue blocking for the day when you're inside or on your devices, and then 100%, which is amber at night. And so at night, you need something different. So I sent my frames to this company. I think it's called Lucia Eyes that Dr. Allison works with. They're in San Diego, and they will pop in the lenses, and hopefully I'll get them any minute. And so,
yeah, I'm curious to see too, if you can tell a difference between those ones that are like the right and your Amazon ones. I'll be interested, because that makes sense for me. I always, even though I like believed in it, I was like, is this really doing anything? So yeah, it makes sense that it has to be like a certain grade or like level. Yeah, or whatever.
Exactly. Which, and I was going to just look up and see, but, cause I don't remember exactly, I think it was 60%. But
that's what I remember you saying was 60 during the day.
So, let's see here.
When you're on the go 24/7, like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Also working with a dairy farm here to get the A2 casein dairy. So apparently A1 casein is the bad, an A2 casein is the good. And so I am working on that. You should see this heavy cream for our coffee. It's literally like ice cream thick. So I mix it with the almond milk.
Oh my gosh. So are they just, they're delivering milk to you then, and it's not being stripped?
She ordered it for me for the first round to make sure I liked it. Now I signed up and I'm going to be doing different deliveries.
You're gonna love it. We used to get milk delivered to us when we were young, and I felt very spoiled. It was like the best. Yeah. Now I can't drink it, but like, oh, it's like you can taste the difference. So that'll be interesting.
I'm looking here at some of this like homework she gave me about how bad, I guess, wearing sunglasses is. And it links to hypoxia and photoreceptor damage.
No.
So she had me omit sunglasses. So not only have I omitted sunglasses, I've omitted sunscreen. And I'm a little nervous, but she said that blue light actually creates brown spots on the skin.
I'm so sad. Wait, I'm really sad about the sunglasses thing, though. I don't think I can give them up. And also, side note, are you not doing your Ilia tinted moisturizer then that has sunscreen in it?
Right now I'm not, because I desperately need all of this sunlight for my body, my vitamin A levels, my vitamin D levels. When I did all this blood work, it was kind of like, oh, you're not retaining any water. And there's all this stuff that needs some serious fine tuning. So, I am, for the time being, having to kind of drop a lot of different things. Doesn't mean I don't love the product, and you don't have the same issues as me, so you can use it. But yeah, I think, there's a lot of stuff that's changing, and it's really fascinating when you work with somebody who is looking at the full picture and trying to solve it. It's really, really interesting to see how Western medicine just gives you okay, here's what the radiologist or here's what the ultrasound technician or here's what they said. And they just give you the report and you're like, okay, so now what? And they're like, well, we'll just check back in 2 years and make sure you don't have cancer. Oh, okay, cool. So we're just going to wait till that happens. I'm like, I don't understand. The system is not set up to help us.
Well, and
which we know that, but yeah, it's really shocking when you're confronted with it face to face.
And I think too, it's, and you talk about this a lot. It's like, it's the idea of the one size fits all, right? Like we've all bought into this idea that we should be wearing sunglasses and we should be like, should wear SPF, and like, it's different for individuals, right? So like you right now, you can't, you like need to not, but unless you work with someone like you're working with now, how would you ever know that? So I think that that's very interesting too, right? It's like, I think that Western philosophy, and I mean, there's a lot of layers to it, but mm-hmm. it's like, they don't have time to individualize things. They're like, yeah, this is what's worked in the past. I get like, go, here you go. It's, yeah, it's fascinating.
Well, and then I was listening to John Gordon is, really cool guy I met at Ed Milet's event. And he has, I think it's called the Positivity University. And he did this interview with Dr. Zach Bush that I was listening to one morning in the nude. And I was like, do I mention that detail when I say I was listening to the podcast nude? No. And he was talking about how much Roundup, the weed killer, is used on wheat to dry out wheat, which is why we have so many problems with our guts here, as opposed to in Europe, and how Roundup is just killing us. It's in the air now, it's in the raindrops, it's everywhere. And just how many gut issues we have, and now how much disease has like quadrupled and more so in the last 20 years. So what's interesting, and I think this is just wild, is if you don't have anything, you're now a unicorn, because it's almost going to be impossible because of the damage we've done, whether it's to the farming industry or in general, it's the environment. It's almost impossible to have just healthy blood work and not have a gut issue at this point. So I think, you know, the system is going to have to turn around, and we're going to all have to realize that this is kind of a new normal that we're going to have to fix. We're going to have to change the farming industry. And he is working on that. He's going to be on the show, which I'm so excited about. So I guess like I started feeling less bad about my current health situation.
No, but it's true. I'm glad you just said that, because I felt the same way, Maria. And I actually, my naturopath told me, because I was like in my feels, I was like, I can't eat this, I can't do this, I'm only 28. Wah, 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 woe is me. And she was like, how about, or you're lucky that you're like figuring this out early, because a lot, and you say this all the time to me too. It's like,
yep,
everyone at the end of the day is going to have some sort of gut, some sort of issue. So like, you're going to have a handle on yours. How about that? And I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. Good point. Because that's the world.
Better way to look
right
at
now.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, ooh, so get a handle on, I mean, like Maria's saying, it's like, even if you don't even know necessarily, I think it's so mm-hmm. important to go see a naturopath or like seek out some other alternatives, right? Some like alternative medicine that could inform you of something that you weren't even aware of.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I have a friend that has struggled with alcohol. Another thing people don't tell you, if you are going to have stomach surgery, it's a guaranteed path apparently to alcoholism, because wow. there's no space now between the drink going in the mouth and the digestive system. It just goes through so fast. So you get drunk instantly. They never tell you when you are about to have stomach surgery that this is going to be something that's going to happen. Cow. And so, you know, for people who have alcohol stuff and now they can't have alcohol, that's a big part of our world, right? Or for you, I always felt bad that you have to eat like a rabbit. And even that's hard. Like, I always just felt so bad. But now having to eat like a rabbit too, officially, I'm realizing how much better it's going to make us in the long run. And I'm realizing, like I said, everyone's going to get to this place. And it's going to be so much more prevalent, unfortunately, that everyone's going to have to switch gears. And so we're just ahead of the curve, and it's forcing us to be healthier because we're having to choose healthier.
Dang. Are you still, this is kind of another aside, but are you still being really diligent with your meditations? Like, are those still your like relaxing, happy place?
Oh yeah. I change it up every day. So I've been trying to do my morning meditation that Dr. Joe has every morning. Yesterday I did a different one. I did a 90-minute one instead of the morning one. But every day, sometimes I double down, I'll do the agape color one while I'm outside, cause it just feels so good to do it outside. And it's only like 8 minutes or something. And then I'll come in and I'll do the deeper ones, but, and then sometimes I'll do a night one too, but the way it's been going, I've been so tired at the end of the day that I'm like, oh, okay, time to go to sleep. So I have been staying in the work because I know that that is going to also bring about healing. And you know, like the blessing of the energy centers eight has the chakra or the energy center work. So you're getting all those going. It does have a little pineal gland in there. It's a really powerful one. So I'm working on that.
Side note, if you guys have not seen our Maria's Fave meditations page on the website and you're like, what did she just say? Chakra, who's a whatsy? You can go, you can go there and everything's listed. So I'm a big fan of that page because it's a good home base and it's right up on the, like the top bar of the website. So
yeah, good plug, Kelsey. We started that because we saw so many people were searching my name with meditations because I was talking about it so much on Live with Kelly and Ryan. And, you know, there's the Dr. Joe ones on there, but there's also different kinds because I know everyone's going to be at a different point. So Agape's color meditation is so, it's kind of like effervescent. It feels so good. And then there's the Yoga Nidra stuff, which I really like doing during the middle of the day when I need a reset, and she takes you to different parts of your body and you're just focusing on your middle finger, your ring finger, your pinky finger, then your nose and your lips and your teeth. And your, so you're never alone with your thoughts. You're just shifting energy around so you don't have any other thoughts. It's the better way, I think, to meditate for people than doing like a TM. Because when you're doing just those meditations where you have to just sit there and just do nothing, thoughts come in and you feel like a failure and it's really frustrating. So with this, you have no way to think of anything else because you're moving your attention to all these different parts of your body. So you're achieving the same thing technically, or close to the same thing. And it feels really good. And that's why I also like the Dr. Joe ones, because you're never really alone with him either. And when you are, at some point in the meditation, it feels so good. And you've already done the work to get yourself out of this realm and into, you know, the 5D world. And it feels great.
I love it. My other thing that I wanted you to talk about too, as you're on your journey of your summer of heal, you had an insane session, I know, with Judy Wilkins-Smith. Mm-hmm. And she was teaching you about like giving too much in relationships and kind of like what that means. So I want you to go into that. If you're up for it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
So Judy basically was saying to me that you cannot live by supporting people with your life energy. And that the one who gives too much in a relationship destroys the relationship, which I thought was really interesting because she said, we get too big, they get too small. And then what happens from there is they get entitled and destructive. And then this will keep happening because there's no balance. So you need to empower people to do things for themselves. Like, hold out your hand, don't hold their hand. And I think that Kevin and I have been really good at putting our superhero capes on and rushing in and fixing everything. And we know how to fix everything. And what that does without us knowing is it robs you of the opportunity to figure it out for yourself. And so there's a negative to it, whether you know it or not. You have to empower other people to find their own way so that there's also a trail you can follow in your life. Like Kelsey, for example, if we come in all the time and wave the magic wand, which you know we love to do, and fix everything, where are you going to be if something happens to us, right?
Truly.
Mm-hmm. It's, and I'm not saying that you're nothing without us. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you will not have learned from those steps how to figure it out for yourself. Yep. It's like parents, if they do everything for their kids and their kids never have to be resourceful. So what we've done with everyone in our lives is we come in and we're like, oh, that's easy. We got it. We'll figure it out. And we do. And now we have to take a step back, first of all, because we're losing our life force energy. And because we do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's not good for the others. And that's kind of a new thing that I never really thought about, but it does make a lot of sense. And I think, you know, like, for example, when there was a moment I remember at some point where you felt like you were going to have to go in and be the hero with your family. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Please don't do as I did. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that what I did was bad, you know, taking care of my parents, but I did take on too much. It was unhealthy, the levels that I went to, and I'm paying the price health-wise.
Took away from you how much you gave.
Because I used my life force and my life energy to take on other people's. And everyone has their journey. Doesn't mean you can't be there for them and help them, but hold out your hand. Don't hold their hand. I mean, I held their whole bodies. It was like, okay, let's bench press you. Let's do this. And listen, and that's always the hard thing for with me. And you know, this is sometimes there's so much praise that comes with that. You're such a good daughter. And that's a tough cycle to get out of, right? Because who doesn't want to feel like they're a good person? But that's why I'm begging everybody, no, do not get that enmeshed. Do not get that entangled. Because it's not healthy for you. And now, as Judy explained, it's not healthy for them. You have to figure out a way to do whatever it is that has to be done without going that far.
Oh, it makes so much sense. And I want to add one more thing, kind of what you were just saying. I actually had my therapist say this to me the other day. And I was like, oh, she talked about, it's like, for us, it's an easy place to go for validation, right? So it's like, if we're not getting validated in other ways, oh, well, I know how to like fix everything and save everyone. And so it's like, you'll go there because you want to be validated. And oh, I was just like, oh my God. So it comes back to like, you have to validate you, right? And you have to like, or at least be aware that like, that's where you're going to get this validation. Yes. I was like, oh my God. So it makes so much sense.
Sounds like you get a good therapist.
She's freaking love Stephanie. She's my girl, my queen.
It's crazy because there's like, even I remember that summer with your sister, I was like, wait, why are we all just rallying around her when you're the one with stomach issues too? Like, well, who's rallying around you? Like, we need to like disrupt the system a little bit.
Yep.
And your life energy can't just be going one way.
Yep.
At least make it a two-way street.
Yeah.
Or how about we all just focus on our own things?
Yeah.
And think about how critical a time that was where you were just starting to realize what was even going on.
Massively. And it's always like, I remember like it upset a lot of people and now everyone's fine. You know, it's like, but it's always going to, I remember you telling me that too. It's like when you shake stuff up and you break patterns and like start doing that, it's going to ruffle feathers. But you know what? It's like, you have to look out for you because no one else is gonna. So,
yeah. Well, and you're breaking these patterns, like we said. So Judy talks about, like, for example, the multi-generational patterns that keep us in these kind of systemic constellations or whatever she says. There's always the renegade that pops out and is called, like, I was reading her chapter in her book, and she's like, there's this one client and she was the bad girl because she did things differently. But what she was doing is she was breaking those cycles for her family and for her ancestors, in a sense. So I was dubbed bad for moving to California and leaving my family. How dare you? And all this stuff. And because they're all just stuck in these systems and they think that this is the only way. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. No, and I'm not doing this and definitely not doing that. And had my own vision of what it was all going to look like.
Yeah, you were a pioneer.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were a pioneer.
So I really like Judy's work. And I really, really am liking her book, Decoding the Emotional Blueprint, Your Emotional Blueprint. So the Summer of Heal continues. I'm reading, I'm listening to podcasts. I'll tell you, Eric Thomas's podcast. Did you girls listen to it yet?
Not
that
yet.
I sent you and said you must listen.
No, not yet. We will. We will.
Put it on in the car.
Okay, deal.
When you're driving, like that's the easiest way to listen to stuff is when you're driving somewhere, you're getting your nails done, just pop it in and listen. But he was really powerful because he was saying how, you know, this life is like a dogfight. He's like, if you want to like succeed, he's like, it's a dogfight. Shit's going to keep happening. And now, yes, it's a little like, a little intense for us, right? As we're kind of on the, you know, escaping that 20th century, like you have to like die for the cause kind of vibe. But he was like, all these things kept happening. My wife had 7 lesions in her brain. And then, you know, this person died, whatever. He's like, but I'm on a path for more. So more is going to come. And it was just an interesting way he explained it. I hope I'm even doing it justice, but I'm sitting in the backyard bawling at 5 a.m. because I felt like he was speaking to me because there's a lot of things that I continuously am being confronted with life-wise, health-wise, whatever. But then there's also a lot of things I'm being confronted with in the good way too. So I always say that this is kind of just how it is. Like and the way he was explaining is like, he knows he's strong enough to get through it and to model it for other people. And I know that, you know, I am a warrior that can keep getting back up and can do it. And so you always need that person that's going to show you it's going to be okay. And there'll be different people for different things in your life. And so I know my path is to get people to focus on their health and to take care of themselves. And so if I was super healthy and everything was perfect, I don't know if you would listen to me necessarily, right?
Truly though, because your I can never say this word, vulnerability with everything you've gone through makes us feel like seen. You know, it's like, why would I listen to someone who hasn't gone through anything, who's, you know, perfect on this? Like, no, I want to hear like your hard stuff. I want to hear how you're growing and learning through it and the ups and downs, because I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I'm not alone and I can do it, you know? Yeah. So
as a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Yeah.
Yeah. The person who's gone through so much and then come out the other side is the one that is going to inspire you and make you realize, okay, I can do it too. And so, you know, I've made my kind of peace with that a little bit. And so, yeah, I'm listening to this stuff and it's inspiring me and it's moving me. And then I'm so focusing good on all the different things I have to do, whether it's cutting out the dairy other than the A2 casein, which I have had a cheat here or there, I'm not going to lie. And resetting the clock, circadian rhythm, and the nude sunbathing. I'm doing it all, and
so good.
I will keep you all posted as this kind of journey continues on the results and stuff. So,
and the healthy cry. I don't want to skip over your healthy cry, because that's also good. Letting it out, like having something kind of like trigger that and like letting it out.
I had one this morning.
There you go.
Yeah,
Kevin
hugged me. I'm like, I just need to cry. And I don't know why. And I'm hugging him.
You're like, good with that, though. I've always like looked to you for that, because I am like, I have so much emotion in me that I'm just like, no, stop. So I've been like trying to do that more.
Let
and like
it out.
Triggering myself to cry. And I found the best show and I did it. And it like, it just feels so good. And it shouldn't
hello.
Be. Maria,
what show?
I don't know if you're gonna hate it though. Pooja's laughing. You guys, it's called
Harry Styles Goes to Vegas.
No.
Yes, I hate it.
Oh, yeah. That would be a great show. No, I've been like literally my entire Instagram is a fan page currently, so everyone's probably like, yeah, we've seen it. But The Summer I Turned Pretty on Amazon Prime, it's based off a book by Jenny Han, and it's like the most beautiful kind of like coming of age series.
It's amazing.
It's really, really, really good. I watched it in literally a day and a half. Like it was so good. And it's just, there's so many emotions and it's like all this different. So anyway, you have to give it a try. You might think it's stupid, but I didn't think it was too cheesy, because typically that kind of stuff, I'm like, oh God, Roma. But I was obsessed. In the last episode, I was just like, yeah, it was really good. Really good.
So, yeah. Kels, I mean, think about that. That's all stored emotion in your gut.
Oh yeah.
Like you need to find some things that are going to make you cry so you can let it out.
Yeah. I have a list.
I mean, is there somebody you feel comfortable with crying?
No.
Nobody.
Not really. My mom, but I've also had to train her, because she used to be, and she didn't do it out of like,
she'd shut you down.
She would shut me down. Because she wanted me to like, she was like, no, don't cry. Like you can do this. Like, let's go fix it. But in doing that, it would shut me down. So we've gotten over that, because I used to be like, stop telling me to stop crying.
I know. No, but everybody does it though. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So, Alyssa would always do that to me, or Kevin. And finally I told Kevin the same thing. I'm like, Kevin, I need to release all of this. Like I have to let it out. My dad's a really healthy crier. He cries. And so, yeah, I think you need to find some ways to prime that pump, you know, going and seeing a sad movie or whatever it is to let it out, because you definitely have bottled up a lot. I remember we've talked about this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And so in your summer appeal, perhaps
truly
that is a bigger focus.
I agree. And I've been really like, we've talked about this, but super choosy about like who I'm surrounding myself with. I would rather be at home by myself than like,
me too,
a handful of people. So I think, you know, in those moments, I'm like, all right, let's get our cry on. Let's, I should lean more into that, because it felt very nice.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I saw something. I'm telling you, the Eric Thomas thing made me bawl. Okay. That video made me bawl my brains out because I just connected so much. And I'm just sitting out there sobbing in the middle of the woods alone. But I think you're right. Crying is so important. And yeah, I had a healthy cry this morning. I didn't know why I was crying technically. But it's definitely is something that is a regular thing with me for sure. And, you know, people make me cry on the show all the time and, you know, it's very easy.
It's so good
to go there.
And you don't have to know why, you know, you don't have to know why you're crying. You can just cry to cry. I don't know why mm-hmm. it became this thing that it's like, no, stop crying. I don't know. I don't know where that came from, but who knows? It exists and I would not like it to. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed just keeping it to us here in Connecticut and just relaxing and really focusing on getting better and focusing on just having a good time with my dad. And so, I mean, he's hilarious. He's been chopping trees down, huge trees. And, he just shows me so much possibility every day. He's turning 78 this December. And he's working nonstop in the yard, in the garden, and just still learning things at his age. And with his type 1 diabetes, he's just super inspiring to me. Always has been, but how he's been so resilient with all the loss he's dealt with lately in this last year. So yeah. It's pretty wild.
Side note, we are going to have a heel event with Costa when he is available. And it's going to be Costa and Maria, and he's going to show us how we can have a better green thumb because his garden is out of this world. And
crazy.
I would like to know how to do that. So I don't even know how to. I have a pack of sunflower seeds that I've had in my room for like 2 months, and I'm like, I don't even know how to plant those. So, Patreon.
Join Patreon. Actually, we should do a little shout out to our $25 tier memberships. We're going to call out Kelsey Littlefield, Jason Newman, Valerie Whetstone, Renee, Linda Trahan, Joey Friend, Marie Paliganoff, Amanda Klein, Jason Newman. Oh, he's on there twice. Morgan Hissong, Belden Combe, Karen Bove, Lisa Cooney, Dory Hansen, Elena Carmichael, I think it's supposed to be, because I remember her name, but I think it's spelled wrong here. It's spelled Kara Mahai.
Honestly, and just so you guys know, I pulled these directly off of Patreon. So if you know you want your name read correctly, please go onto Patreon and change what your name says on Patreon.
But I'm pretty sure I've read her name and it's Elena Carmichael. It was always that before.
I don't know.
So we'll see. Pam Lucier, Julie Tolick Prest, Beth Glass, Bailey, Anne-Marie Packwood, Jessica Rick, Lynn, Claire Stedman, Miranda Stupert, Jessica Hosick, Stephanie Green Bass, Andrea Jenkins, Edward Looney, Tanya Janik, Elena Mifsud, Shannon Stern, Anna Femidiadis, Leslie Beske, Katina Papanicolaou, Ligbus, Teresa Palmer, Bobby Diamond, Melissa Catherine, Brett Burr, Alexandra Simos, Helen Vlamis, Heather Goldman, Leah Tringali, Joanne G., Sandy Garfield, Anne Marie Jennings, Aspen Grant, Alicia Gonzalez. Thank you guys. A lot of new members in there for sure. Thank you for being with us on this Heel Squad journey. And a quick review from Danny Banson. Better Together has been my favorite podcast since the beginning of the pandemic. The content is rich, helpful, soulful, and comforting. Such wonderful healers and teachers helped me widen my toolbox for my own healing and healing of others around me. I've been recently diagnosed with papillary thyroid cancer, and I've been guided intuitively to take the formula by Dr. Joe Dispenza to help me on my healing and recovery journey. I take one day at a time and spend time in the field every day. The wound is the gift, giving me the opportunity to focus on my healing, and it's truly a blessing. Thank you for your vulnerability and kindness, sharing your own healing journey. It is inspiring, and we are blessed to have all of you in our ears every day. Oh, Tanya Montpettit from Ottawa, Canada. I thought that was from somebody else because it says a name at the top, but that is from Tanya Montpettit. Tanya, thank you so much for the beautiful review. And you know what? Judy did say something very similar, like the illness is the cure. And I don't know if Kelsey, that resonates with you in any way. The illness is the cure, is what Judy said to me. And here, Tanya is talking about the wound is the gift.
I think, and Evie mentioned that too when we talked to Evie. And yeah, it does make sense. I'm like, I think, you know, continuing, that's something I've learned, continuing to fight it and resist, it will persist, right? So yeah, it's like, it really is the gift and got to lean into it. And that's going to, it's going to change your life. And I know for me, it's been a journey and it still is, but I know it's changing mine. So.
So cool. Well, friends, thank you for being with us. If you want to leave a review like Tanya did, there's a link below in the summary where you can just click and tell us what this journey has been like for you, what you're loving. You can join us on Patreon for our monthly heal events. They are amazing opportunities with these incredible people that are tough to have access to, but we do. And they lead us in these monthly events. And we're going to be doing in-person ones as well at some point very soon. We have some really exciting stuff in the works there. In the meantime, if you're watching us on YouTube, hi, thanks for being here. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for anyone new that's listening, thank you for joining our healing journey. And we hope you have an amazing journey with us. You're now officially a part of the Heal Squad. And in the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.